Well, if you got your Bibles, go to Revelation chapter number 5, please. Revelation chapter number 5. It's good to be out in God's house tonight. We got a lot of folks traveling, but this is a great Labor Day weekend Sunday night crowd. I'm real thankful for it. Revelation chapter number 5. And I'm going to read all 14 verses, then I'm going to magnify two of the verses in verse number 5 and verse number 6. I want to tell you what I'm going to preach on tonight. I'm going to take about 30 minutes or so and just lift up Jesus.
Amen.
I'm just going, look here. I'm going to lift up Jesus. Here's what it said. If I, the Son of Man, be lifted up. If I, the Son of Man, be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. I'm glad. There's just something about lifting up Jesus. I'm starting my 39th year. Somebody asked me, said, I get people ask me all the time, and they forget that I got a memory. I don't have a lot of things, but I do still have a little bit of this memory in this noodle. I've never been introduced that way. Do it one more time. It sounds good. Everything all right, John? Pacemaker just went off, all right? I've been here 39 years. This is my start, my 39th year. Do you know I remember my first sermon? And my second one. And by the way, the second sermon is what we named a radio broadcast after. First sermon was Romans chapter 5. Verse 1 through 5, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You know what I done the first Sunday I was here? Lift up Jesus. Then that night I preached on this theme, Christ for the valley. We then developed that into our radio broadcast. How many of y'all remember, how many of you old timers remember where we used to, where our first radio broadcast came from? Anybody here remember that? If you remember, anybody? Boy, oh boy. One person, D. You remember where it was, D? Say it loud. I can't hear.
Out of the Sparks office.
The first place, it was in the Sparks office, but you know where it was broadcast at? How many remember where it was broadcast at? About two of you. Do you, how many remember the old radio station was up on Hurricane, up on top of the mountain? I did several of them live up there, but most of the time I've got in the Sparks office and I preach 30 minutes. Just sit, you say you can't do that. I just sit right in front of the mic and preach 30 minutes. And then we went to WEMM. We've been WEMM for over 30 years. And now on TV, seeing people get saved and going to have one baptized tonight, somebody ought to say amen. And it's all about lifting up Jesus. You don't want something, you want a miracle in your life tonight. It's lifting up Jesus in your life. Let's look at it. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne, a book written within and on the backside sealed with seven seals. Now take a time out and listen to me. Revelation chapter 4 verse 1 is the rapture of the church.
Amen.
The scene that I'm reading about is in heaven. The book here, the record in his right hand that was written on the backside and within, it was a book of seven seals. Let me tell you what that was. Just write this down. This is simplified. It's the title deed of this earth.
Amen.
See, when man sinned, I'll cover this later, he lost dominion. But I want you to know the last Adam came and he defeated the devil. He won the victory.
Amen.
And he's the one that's worthy to open that seven seal book. Let's go on. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. Now here, boy, this will, my message will lie here in a moment. And one of the elders, now hold it, teaching time, write down in your Bible, elders. There was 24 elders, or 24 elders, 24 elders. Write it down, that's the church. You say, how do you know there was a church? Because the church is the only one that got crowns. We earn them. And they had a robe on. A white robe, which is the righteousness of the saints. Somebody help me right there. Amen. Who is worthy to open the book and loose the seals? And no man in heaven, nor in earth, nor under the earth was able. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. Now look here. And one of the elders saith unto me, weep not. Now notice this. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, have prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the four elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. Stop a moment. So I want y'all to stop right there. This is not my message, but I want to take a one of them intermediate shouts. How many of you prayed for something for a while? Raise your hand if you prayed for something a while. How many of you prayed for something a while that hadn't happened yet? Now here. Now this. This is not in my sermon, but I feel some goosebumps coming on me. Do you know that every one of your prayers are in a vow? And you know what? We may leave here, and God answer our prayers after we've left here, because he's got them all in a bottle. Somebody ought to shout. You know what I tell you? He's a prayer answering God. There's no prayer that God can't answer. Hey, God's an all-powerful God. Boy, that's not my message, but I needed to stop there just for a minute anyhow. Y'all still with me? Verse 9. And they sung a new song. I tell you what, music's got power, but I'm going to tell you, there's going to be a song in heaven one of these days. Ladies and gentlemen, there's not an artist in this world can write the words of the song that'll be written in heaven. Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and have redeemed us to God by the blood, by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto God, unto our God, kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Another time out. One of these days, we're going to be in charge. That's another sermon. And has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And behold, I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessed and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him that liveth forever and ever. Give you three things tonight. I want you to look at verse 5 and 6, and I really want you to think of what I'm going to preach on tonight. I noticed three things by way of introduction. Notice this book, that's the record. Number two, we notice Jesus, that's the Redeemer. And then we notice the beast and the 24 elders, that's the rejoicers. I want to tell you, I'm glad that there's a record of this earth. And God, listen to me, Jesus is coming at the rapture. And he's going to win the battle.
Amen.
And there's a record about it. And it tells who's going to win. And there is a Redeemer. But I'm interested in verse 5 and 6. There's three titles about the Lord that I want to get you tonight that will magnify him and help you. Number one, he's called the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Number two, he's called the Root of David. In verse number 8, he's called the Lamb slain. Let's say it again. He is what now? He's the Lion
of the tribe of Judah.
Help me, church. He's the Lion of what? He's the Root of what? And he's the what? Oh, come on. He's the what? Lion. He's also the what? The Root. And he's also what? The Lamb. Now let me, for my alliteration's sake, do this. He is, and I'll prove this in a minute. He is the Lion. He is the Limb. And he is the Lamb. Now, that's three different titles of the Lord Jesus. And I'm going to take just a few minutes to magnify him and show you what he can do in your life. I'm going to magnify him. By the way, the best thing you could ever do in your life is throw away the worldliness in your life and magnify Christ and allow him to take over in your life.
Amen.
But there's different titles. Now, let me illustrate. Somebody come into the church this morning, and here's what they called me. Said, how you doing, Brother John? Brother John, me. Then somebody come in and said this. How you doing, preacher? Guess what? Me. Then someone come in and said, how's your wife doing? That tells me not only I'm a Brother John, not only a preacher, but I'm a husband. Then somebody said, well, how's James and Julie doing? That not only tells me that I'm Brother John, I'm a preacher, I'm a husband, I'm also a dad.
Amen.
And then somebody said, how's that little red-headed grandbaby doing? Not only am I a Brother John and a preacher, a husband, a father, and a grandfather. And by the way, can I give you a little side bar on that grandfather thing? That beast's been a father all the time. One thing about them granny babies, you can love on them and send them home. By the way, this ain't my preaching, but I got to give you this. She went up South Charleston yesterday and tried to set the Guinness World Book of Records on Redhead Day. How many of y'all knew that happened? Well, y'all's clear out of it, friend. There's 980 redheads up there. Didn't quite get it. But she was need number one. Somebody say amen right there. I'm just giving y'all a little something. Let me give you three things. This will help you tonight. And I want you to follow me in your Bible because it'll be important. Number one, Jesus is called the Lion of the what? Tribe of Judah. That speaks of his unlimited power. Lion is a king of the beast. Hey, I want you to know something. We're not serving an enemy God. Your life may be a wreck tonight, but if you'll put your trust in Christ, He has unlimited power. He has power to control the events in your life. He has power to turn your life upside down and get you on the right road and bless your life and give you a full life. Now, stay with me. Will y'all turn your Bible a minute? Go to Genesis 49. We're lifting up Jesus. Go over there. And I promise you, if you go over, you're going to get blessed. Now, where's the lion out of, church? The lion of the tribe of what? All right. Go to Genesis 49. And what it does in Genesis 49, it names all the sons of Jacob. And then it says something about them. Now I want you to look at this. This may get some of you shouting that never shout. How many's there say amen? Amen. Look down to verse 8. You there? Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Thy hand shall be in the neck of thine enemies. And thy father's children shall bow down before thee. Now stay here. Judah, church, will y'all, how many got that verse? How many is it where I am? Amen. Let's read this. Will y'all read this with me? This verse here, verse 9. You read it with me. Judah is a... Okay. From the prey, my son, thou art going up. Help me. He stooped down. He couched as a what? He couched as a lion and as a? Who shall rouse him? My God. Now, folks, write down in your Bible, that's Jesus. Now, I can't hardly stand myself right now, but I'm going to get happy right here. First of all, he said, Judah, you are a lion's whelp. What in God's name was he meaning there? You know, how many of you know what a lion's whelp is? That's a little baby lion. That's an adolescent lion. That's not an adult lion, and that's not an age lion. That's an adolescent lion. How many's ever been to the zoo and seen an adolescent lion? Come on, raise your hand if you ever seen one. Hey, I never petted one, but I got real close to one time. And I watched that adolescent lion. You know what that lion done? That lion was everywhere. Energetic. I mean, it went over under a rock. And then it went up around a tree. Then it went up around me. I mean, it was everywhere at one time. Oh, I'm starting to get happy. Can I tell you something about Jesus? He's involved everywhere. Some of you said, well, he don't know my business. Look at me, Jack. He knows all about your business. And you might be saved and not living right, but can I tell you what? He knows what you've been into, and he knows how to fix you. He's an adolescent lion. He's everywhere. Praise God, he's involved. Somebody ought to shout, he's been involved in this church. I've been here 38 years, and I want y'all to know something. He's been involved here. He's a lion's whelp. Can I give you some advice? Lift him up tonight. Don't run him off. Let him be involved in everyday life. Let him be involved in your business. Hey, you and I that's getting up in years, hey, let him get involved in your life, in your what they call your golden years. Ain't nothing like having Jesus involved. Can I tell y'all something? Greatest thing ever happened to me is Jesus. And I'm not 100% faithful to him. Listen, man, if you're 100% being 100% faithful, maybe you need to preach. Neither have you. But I got to tell you something. There ain't been one time since I got saved that I can't point back and said he ain't been involved in my life. He'd been involved in my life if I wasn't even doing right. Oh, good Lord, somebody ought to get happy right there. But that ain't all he is. Am I still preaching? Go down to number two. Look. Y'all still on that verse? Jude's a lion's whelp from the prey. My son, thou art gone up. He stooped down. He couched as a lion. Now, he's not an adolescent lion here. He's an adult lion. What's an adult? How many's ever seen an adult lion? It fascinated me to go to zoos and see them guys get them big pieces of red meat. I just loved it. And I love to see them lions couch. You know what they're getting ready to do? They experts. They getting ready to get the prey. And they threw that red meat in. I'm going to tell you what. I watched one old adult lion one time. Real mature feller. Son, it looked like a 2-pound or 3-pound ribeye. If anybody's having that at the cookout tomorrow, call me. I'll come to your house. He had a 3-pound ribeye and threw that sucker in there. And I want you to know something. I eat fast, but I ain't never seen something couch down and grab a hold of something like that. He was an expert. Can I tell you something? Jesus Christ is an adult lion. He is an expert. Why do you keep on trying to do your life and fix your problems? Why don't you let an expert take over? Hey, if you lift him up, he'll take over in your life, and he'll turn misery into blessing. He'll turn hurt into help. Amen. Hold. What else he called there? What else he called, Chad? How many see that third thing? And as a what? That's not only is he an adolescent lion, an adult lion, he's an age lion. Well, that means he's been around a long time. He's from everlasting to everlasting. Daniel said he's the Ancient of Days. Woo! And there's a phrase here. Look at that last phrase. Who shall rouse him? Now, I'm going to preach a little bit here. Can I give you some pastoral advice? Best thing you can do is not mess with the lion. Best thing you can do is not rouse him up. Hey, somebody said, well, I don't like living in fear. I've got to be honest with you. Hey, fear is a good thing. Fear is the beginning of wisdom. And I want you to know something. You don't want to mess with the lion. Hey, the same God that loves you is a God that can judge you and really put a hurting on you if he wants to.
Yep. Yep.
Am I preaching?
Yep.
He's an old lion. He's been around.
Yep.
I don't even know if I'm going to get all my sermon done, but I want to tell you something. If he's been around, Andrew, if he's been around that long, and he's the Ancient of Days, preacher boy, don't you think he might be able to know how to help you? Amen. Hey, some of you young people, you think you're about 16, 17. I talked to a little 17-year-old girl the other day. I'm going to tell you something. I believe air was going through her brain. She said, here's what she said. She said, Preacher Smith, pray for me. I said, what? She said, I'm 17. I ain't got a man or nothing. And I need to someday get married. I said, are you out of your mind? She acted like her life was gone. Help me preach right there. I want to tell you, I got an expert line. Hey, he's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. But let me give you one more. Let me give you two more things quick. What else did the scripture say about him? He's the what? Root of David. Not only as the Lion of Judah, he has unlimited power, but as the root of David, he has an uncontested person. Now, do y'all mind me reading a few verses? I got Chad to paste these for me. I can't quote them all, but I'm going to read them to you. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. Verse 10 of chapter 11. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. It shall... To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. Chapter 2, Romans 15 and 12. And again, Isaiah says, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he shall rise to the reign over the Gentiles. Revelation chapter 22, 16. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. You say, where are you going with all this? His uncontested. You know what? He is our legal savior. Now let me go over it with you. When man sinned, he lost dominion. And Satan is the prince and the power of the air. Yet, it said that he was a root. Then it said he was a branch. The Bible said in the fullness of time, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, root, made under the law, to redeem us who are under the curse of the law. Brother Ray, he is a legal right. Now, let me give you this. In Genesis, Leviticus, it has the law of the kinsman redeemer. Jesus Christ was our near kin. He has a right to the throne. And he was righteous. Ladies and gentlemen, can I tell you, he is an uncontested person. You know what some of you need to do? Let me give you, can I give y'all a verse? I'm going to give you a verse. And I want you to read it with me. Turn to Matthew 6:33. Everybody turn to Matthew 6:33. How many of y'all, look at me, would like to have the answer to all your problems? Come on, raise your hand. How many of y'all like to have the answer to your problems?
Amen.
If you could have a quick fix tonight. A quick one. Would you take it if I give it to you? Now, I want to tell you something. You look at me. I ain't hedging on you. You either accept this Bible as a whole or you don't accept it at all.
Amen.
You say, well, there's certain parts of the Bible I don't like. Well, you like them or not, it's the Bible.
Amen.
Are y'all at 633? Everybody get to 633 of Matthew. I'm talking about Jesus, who's the uncontested person. Now I want you to read it with me. You ready? How many's there? Say amen.
Amen.
Read this with me. But seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I'm not much on Joe Osteen. But I will tell you something. I would never preach it like he preaches it. But I am going to tell you something. You know what half your problems is tonight? Jesus has the legal right over you tonight. And you know what half your problem is? He's never been first. You said, I want a remedy. Oh, you really do? I don't know if you really do or not. Do you really want a remedy? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things will be given you. And if you read what all those things was, it's the necessities, financial, wealth, comfort. You know, a lot of people won't preach what I'm about ready to preach. And I don't understand it. But I got a God can bless you financially. And it ain't a sin to be financially helped as long as you give him what's first. And as some of you want to be financially helped, but you don't want to pay your tithe. How are you telling me you're seeking first the kingdom of God? That some of you want some help, but you don't want to come to church faithfully. Hold a bit. Hey, seek him first. The kingdom of God. Am I preaching? Oh, happy day when I learned that's the secret of life. As some of you in this room said, I can't do that. You know why you won't do that? Because it's going to mean there's going to be some sacrifice on your part. That means a bunch of junk's going to drop out of your life. Because see, God, Christ ain't going to be pleased with him because you're seeking him first. Huh? Somebody asked me, said, preacher Smith, can I really be close to God and all I'm looking for is the world and the world's promises? Absolutely not. Hello. There's a lot of Christians that think they can play it both ways tonight. I want you to know he's the lion of the tribe of Judah. He has unlimited power, but also he's the lamb, the root of David. And he is an uncontested person. You can't put anybody else in front of him. Hold a minute. Hold a minute. What if your kids came up and said, I like the preacher better than I like you? That means they put me in front of you. I want you to know, I don't really believe God can be happy with me if I'm always putting stuff in front of him. Huh? Oh, he said, what shall profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul?
Amen.
Oh, he's putting something in front of him. But you said, I won't be happy if I shed some of that junk I got. No, 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 no. What you probably won't have is hangovers and heartache and hell.
Yeah.
Am I preaching? Lastly. What I say he was so far, Michael, he's the lion. He's the limb. But what else did it say he was in there? Well, read that to me, Michael, real loud. Hurry up. Well, you got a Bible. I couldn't read that Bible if I wanted to. Read it. That's it.
And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints.
Oh, you ain't where I want to be, Michael. Why don't you follow me? Read verse number 6, son.
And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and in the four beasts and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain.
Okay.
Having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth.
Two things about the lamb. Let me give you this thought. Two things. Whew. Man, I'm having a good time preaching tonight. The Lamb speaks of his imaginable payment. His unimaginable payment. Let me ask you something. How many of you would have done for the world what he done for the world? He paid our sin debt. I want you to notice that word slain. I want to describe it to you. I did a word study. Here's what it means. The word slain means butchered, slaughtered, died terribly. Isaiah said he was marred more than any other man. Slain with violence. The wrath of God was poured out on him so the mercy of God could be poured out on you.
Amen.
But there's a happy verse here. It said that he was in the midst. How many caught that verse where it said he stood in the midst? How many caught that?
Amen.
Well, if he was slain, Chad, if he was slain and butchered and he died and now he's standing, what in God's name does that mean? He came from the grave.
Amen.
He resurrected. And all power is given him. Somebody ought to shout right
Amen.
There. I want you to know something. When Jesus died, I'm done. That's the day the death died. I give this story. I've done this more than once. I'm going to do it again. When I first come here as your pastor 38 years ago, I was a taxi driver. I took people to the doctor. I picked up cans off the parking lot and cleaned up stuff. When the heathen sold their beer cans over on the church, I'd pick them up. One day, it was a February morning, cold, about 18 degrees, sunny. Boy, I'm about to get in shouting right here. And I was standing beside the road about this. Here's the road right here. I was right here about 6 inches away. I was picking up all that wicked beer cans and all that junk. And I looked up and I saw a tractor and trailer coming. I was off the road. But ladies and gentlemen, that thing ran right over me. Oh, you said, nah, no. If a tractor and trailer hit something even big as you, you'd be dead. No, here's what happened. Jesus died and he stood up. And because he resurrected, he pulled the stinger out of death. And you want, I literally got run over by that tractor and trailer, but you really know what I got hit by? The shadow. Though I walk through the valley of death, I fear no evil. For thy rod and staff, they cover me. Hey, hey, hey. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, hey, the full impact can't hit you and I cannot go to hell. I am eternally secure. My Lamb has secured my payment. I'm on my way to heaven. I'm sitting together in heavenly places. And I am a winner. And then if I am, why do we act like losers?
Amen. Bless you, preacher.
Why do we walk around and let the things of this world pollute us when we're on the winning side?
Amen.
Bow your head with me. Heads bowed, eyes closed. I tell you what, you're going to do one of two things. What are you going to do with Jesus? Brother, you get ready for baptism. How many in this room, you say, preacher, I know if I die tonight, I ain't got no doubts. I know I'd go to heaven. Raise your hand if you know. God bless you. How many of you will admit this? Just admit it. Preacher, I know I'm saved. However, I haven't been lifting him up. Preacher, I'm not putting him first. How many people in this room would just for one time be honest with God and yourself and say for sure if you're putting him first? If you're not putting him first, would you raise your hand up and say, pray for me? Come on. Everybody not putting him first. Yes. That's it. Come on. What did it say? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you. You ever thought, some people are in life, why have you missed out on life? Could it be that you haven't been seeking him first? Will you stand with me? If God spoke to you tonight, he spoke to you about just putting him first, being faithful to him, and putting him first, claiming him as your lion and your limb and your lamb, and claiming him and letting the blood of Jesus, which is the power of God. The Bible said they overcame him by the blood. Be your victory tonight. Won't you step out and come and pray? Our Father, thank you for the good word of God. Thank you for the liberty I had tonight, just preaching about Jesus. Lord, it's Jesus in the morning, Jesus at noon, Jesus all day long. Lord, we found out this morning when we preached, there's power to change your life because of Jesus. If we'll just come to Jesus. Help folks tonight that said they haven't been putting him first. Come and put him first tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.